Zakt Eil Gemishta Vaitum Sechtes Kalim Perik Hey Mishnah Yud Aleph Tanir Shel Evan Vishel Mateches a Tanir of stone and of metal tahar. Now a stone tanner, stone oven, is completely tar. It's not a makabel tum at all. The metal oven doesn't have the type of tumma that Kli Cheres has, but v'tamei mishum Kli Mateches, it does have the tumma that metal kelim have. So what is the difference between Kli Cheres and metal kelim when it comes to tumma? So as you may know by now, Kli Cheres is makabel tumma mei avir, meaning, let's say a dead sheretz dangled in the airspace of a Kli Cheres inside a cup without actually touching any of the walls of the cup, it also becomes tummy. And if it's touched from the other side, it doesn't become tummy. Metal kelim, on the other hand, will not become tummy if tumma dangles in its airspace. It has to touch it, but it's also makabel tumma if it touches it from the outside. Another difference in Kli Cheres and metal kelim is that if a metal kelim becomes tummy, you can wind up toveling it in a mikveh, depending on the type of tumma, what you have to do beforehand, but ultimately you can put it into a mikveh, and it's tar. Kli Cheres, you can't put into a mikveh. I mean, you could, but it's not going to help. The only thing that's going to be metayra Kli Cheres is breaking it. There's another chiluk. Kli Cheres does not become an av hatumah. The most a Kli Cheres could become is a rishon l'tumah. What if a Kli Cheres touches a mace? Rishon l'tumah. And what if a metal keli touches a mace? If a metal keli touches a mace, it's actually, we'll see more about this later, an aviyah v'isatumah. No. The mess is an aviyah v'isatum. The one who touches the mess is an avatum, right? Correct, except if it's something metal that touches the mess. Something metal that touches the mess is an aviyah v'isatum. Okay, I'm getting a little confused. How many chilukim are there between metal and cheres? Can you please repeat it for me? Sure, my pleasure. Kli cheres is makabel tumma even if the tumma dangles in its airspace without touching it. It would not be makabel tumma if the tumma touches it from the outside, even if the tumma actually touches it from the outside. Metal kelim, if tumma dangles in its airspace without touching its walls, would not become tummy, but it would become tummy through touching, even touching from the outside. Second, kli cheres, that becomes tummy, a mikveh will not help, it has to be broken. Metal kelim can become tar through mikveh. Third chilek, Kli Cheres will never become an Avah Tumma. The most it will become, the highest level of Tumma that a Kli Cheres could become is a Rishon L'Tumma, even if actually touched a mace. Whereas if metal touched a mace, like the sword that killed a mace, the mace is an Aviyah V'Isatumma, and the metal stays at the same level as an Aviyah V'Isatumma. Any other Chilukim between metal and Cheres? Or is it too much for now? Okay, maybe one more. Taner Shel Cheres. The Kli Cheres oven is Mekabel Tumma even when it's connected to the ground. But a metal oven would only be makabel tumma if it's detached from the ground, not if it's connected to the ground. So most things that are connected to the ground won't become tummy. Correct. Except for a tanner, an oven of cheres. Okay, so let's get back to the Mishnah. Once again, Perikei Mishnah Yud Aleph. Tanner shel evan v'shel mateches. We have an oven of stone or of metal, tahar. That means that the oven made out of stone is completely tar. It's not makabel tumma. The metal oven is tahar as far as the lachis of Kli Cheres will be concerned. For example, if some tumma dangled inside without touching it. But the tameh mishum klei matachis. It would be tameh if it became tameh the way matachis would become tameh. For example, the tumma touched it. Matachis of the Mishnah nikav, if there's a hole in the wall of the oven. Or nivgam, it was chipped at the rim. Or nizdak, or it was split down the length. So the Mishnah is talking here about an oven that's made out of stone or metal, but I can't really use it now because it has this hole, or it has this chip at the top, or it has this split down the length from the top to the bottom. But I call my handyman, an osiloi tfeila. So he comes with, you know, that pail, and he mixes the clay, and he fixes the hole, or he fixes the crack. Or, even if he doesn't fix the crack itself, but Musaf, he adds like another ring around it, sheltit, made out of this clay. So for all practical purposes, you know, we're good to go. Zakta Mishnah Tameh. Now it becomes Tameh as if it were a tanir of cheres. Because I need this cheres, the clay is actually cheres after it hardens. And because I need it in order to use the oven, without that I have no oven, this becomes a kli cheres. So wait a second, I have a kasha. Mishnah Hay, what did we learn in Mishnah Hay? If I remember correctly, and if you want to turn back to Mishnah, hey, it said Beferish Musaf HaTanir Shel Bali Batim Tar. You had this ring of clay around the Tanir, where there was on top to guard the heat inside. It's tar. So the extra clay is not considered a chelik of the Tanir. Now you're telling me it becomes a Kli Cheres? And the answer is, there it's a functioning Tanir even without this extra clay. That's why it's not called a chelik of the oven. But here, because of the chip, because of the crack, because of the hole, I wouldn't have a functioning oven without this. This is what makes the oven. And memela, it also turns it into a cheres. Some say you would have to heat up the oven again because it's like a brand new oven. Any new kli cheres has to be heated up first. Frek the Mishnah, kami hei benekev. Okay, so how big does this hole have to be in order to say that if I fill it up with clay, it now becomes a tanu shel cheres? And the answer is, if the hole was big enough that out of this hole, ha'ur, the flame of fire would come out. You see flame shooting out of the hole? That means this tanner is not going to hold its heat, and you can't bake inside without first closing it. So it's a metal keli that's useless. Once it becomes useless, it's no longer tame. From recreating it because of the clay, it now becomes a kli cheres, something brand new. Now remember, a tanner shel cheres, in order to say that it's broken, is different, explains the Tiferes Yisrael. We learned earlier, you have to divide it into three parts. But we're not talking about cheres, we're talking about it's made out of metal. Vaidra says the Mishnah, V'chein b'kira, the same is true by a kira, by a stove. Remember, kira is the box with the two holes on top, that you put the pots on top. So if you have a kira made out of stone or metal, the shear is also a hole big enough that the fire would come out. Vaidra zakta helega Mishnah, if nikva, this kira, taka, has a hole at the bottom, or nivgama, it's chipped, nizdika, split, and this is all at the bottom. And in order to fix it, what did he do? Asala pitputin. Here my handyman says, oh, kira, you fix it differently. Because it has this hole, crack, split, chip at the bottom, it doesn't stand right. So what they would do is, out of cheres, they would make like these little feet, little stands. And these legs were made out of cheres. And therefore, Tameya, it becomes Tameya, now as the halacha of a kira shel cheres. Why? Because without the cheres, it wouldn't be able to use it. Now again, we're talking about where the damage is on the bottom. But if the whole chip is on top, or it's split in the walls, not on the floor, even if you're going to bring clay over here and fix it, it's going to stay a kira of stone and of metal. If it's stone, it'll stay a kira of stone. If it's metal, it'll stay a kira of metal. The Mishnah Achrona explains, a stove you're cooking on top. It's not so important that I keep the heat. With an oven, where you're cooking inside, baking inside rather, you're putting the dough inside, and you have this hole, and there's a flame shooting out of it, or there's a chip, it won't bake. If you think about a matzah oven, it has to be so hot, it has to reach a certain level of heat. With a matzah oven, they put the matzah on the floor of the oven. With these ovens, they stuck the dough onto the wall, but either way, it won't work. Any hole on top is going to render it useless unless you're going to fill it up with the cheres. Masha'enkin, with the kira, where anyway you're cooking from on top, there's a big hole on top anyway where you're putting the stove on. It won't make that much of a difference. Filling up the hole with cheres is not saving the kira. Zakta Mishnah Vaita. Suppose I have a kira. Again, a kira is a stove. Flat box, two holes on top. You cook on top, most of the time anyway. And this kira is made out of stone or it's made out of metal. It's complete. No chips, no cracks, no holes. Umercha betit. And he smears it with tit. Smears on a layer of clay. Beim bifnim, whether from the inside, ubeim bechutz, or from the outside, tahira. It's going to be tar as a kli cheres. In other words, if it becomes tamei, it will not have the chumras of kli cheres that we discussed earlier. Why? I don't need it. I don't need this clay. The kira functions without it. Rabbi Huda says, it depends. If he smears the tit, if he smears on the tit, mibifnim, on the inside, then tmei, because there is a purpose for it. Mibichutz, but on the outside, Rabbi Huda's maida, it wouldn't help. And therefore tahir, because it doesn't accomplish anything. All right, so chazing over. A tanner or a kira made out of stone is completely tar. A tanner or a kira that's made out of metal has a din of metal. There are chumras to that and kulas to that. Kula, if Tumma dangles inside without touching the walls, doesn't become Tameh. Only Kli Cheres becomes Tameh Me'avir. Kula, it's connected to the ground, it won't become tummy. Chumrah, if tumah touches it even from the outside, it becomes tummy. Chumrah, if a mess touches it, it touches a mess, it becomes an avatum. In the case of metal, it would actually be a Nevi Avaisatum, as explained. Kula has a tire in the mikvah. So again, a tanner or a kir that's made out of metal has a din of metal, and therefore it has the halachis of metal, not the halachis of cheres. If the tanner has a hole in it, or the kira has a hole in it, and this is a tanner or a kira made out of metal, and the hole is big enough that flames would actually shoot out of it, or there's a chip or a split, and your handyman says, I'll fix it, and he fixes it with clay, or builds the clay around it, it is no longer a kli matchis. From now on, it would be mekabel tumah, according to the dinim of cheres. Some kulas, some chumras. If tumah dangles on the inside of it, even without touching, would become tummy, as kli cheres does. Tumah even touches it from the outside, it won't become tummy. Even if it touches a mace, it would only be a rishal tumah. Chumrah, there's no tar in a mikvah, you would have to break it. A metal kira that has a hole so that ur shoots out of it, or a chip, or a split at the bottom, and you come along and you take clay and you make these little legs for it, and as a result, I can now use the kira, it now has the halachas of a kira shel cheres. And finally, a metal stove that doesn't have a hole, but I laid on a layer of clay, either from the inside or from the outside, it will not be mekabel tumah as a kli cheres. It would still have the halachas of a kli matchis. According to the Tanna Kama, Rabbi Yehuda says, from the inside it would have a din of a kli cheres, only if you shmir it from the outside would it stay a kli matchis.